The magnitude 7.2 and 7.5 earthquakes that struck Wednesday evening were among the strongest in Venezuela in more than a century and were felt throughout the region. The coastal region of La Guardia, north of the capital of Caracas, experienced some of the heaviest damage and casualties, according to officials. Buildings were evacuated as far as Brazil's Amazon, over 1,000 miles from Caracas, where the country's main airport was damaged and closed. According to a UN assessment, more than 100 buildings have collapsed, and rescuers continue to comb the rubble for survivors. Testimony from Gracilia Mora, who was pulled out of a building.
When the earthquake started, I clung as tightly as I could to the door frame, so tightly that I broke my finger. I held on tight, really tight to the door frame, until all the floors collapsed. And then I saw her hand like that and grabbed it, and my friend was gone. It hasn't given me a chance to cry. And it still hasn't given me a chance to cry.
Venezuela does not have a national earthquake early warning system or seismic requirements in its building codes. Following the devastation, multiple countries are sending aid, including Mexico, El Salvador, and the United States, according to Secretary of State Mark Rubio.
We're already deploying search and rescue teams from Fairfax County, Virginia, and Los Angeles. There'll be some others we'll add. That's their most immediate need right now, is search and rescue efforts. They have a bunch of collapsed buildings, and so they'll need a lot of help in terms of digging through that. The airport there is badly damaged, so we'll have to rely on the Department of War to deploy assets there.
Venezuela experienced the most severe outcomes of what seemed like many earthquakes this week, including one 7.2 in Japan and a 5.6 in Mendocino County near Willits. Some local businesses in Mendocino were affected, with reports of merchandise falling off the shelves. But experts say that there are no connection between these earthquakes, noting that they are on entirely different tectonic settings across thousands of miles. Lori Dengler, emeritus professor of geology at Cal Poly Humboldt, said the recent activity is not out of the ordinary, noting that the earthquakes occur all the time, though most happen in remote areas. She added, the number of magnitude 7 earthquakes in 2026 has been below normal until this past month. Now, she says, we appear to be catching up. Sarah Minson, a research geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey, says that while scientists can't predict exactly when large earthquakes will happen, it's never a matter if an earthquake will happen, but when.
Anytime you feel shaking, or if you get an earthquake a lot, that shaking is imminent, you should drop, cover, and hold on to protect yourself. You do not want to run outside. You do not want to go anywhere. Get under a desk or a table or something if you can, so that nothing falls over on top of you.
For KPFA News, I'm Joan Walsh.